Alrighty then. Hey folks, I want to welcome you all to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. So we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And folks, I got to tell you, every week, you know, this is the best way to get your week off to a great start. You can always come to this call expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. Because the people that we have on this call are people who are not only have they done it, but they're still doing it. And tonight is no exception. Now, listen, you've heard people on the call talking about being registered for simulcast. January 14th. Hartford, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, watch parties all over the country. And if you can't make it to one of those, it's going to be on your laptop, your smartphone, however you get to the internet, you have access to this event. Which means if you're serious about your Ambit Energy business, you have no excuse to not register for our national conference online. That's right. Go to your power zone, your back office, register for simulcast. Ambit Energy has already told us they're going to give us the biggest announcement in the history of the company. $1.4 billion company, 13th largest direct selling company in the world. We're in 16 states plus the District of Columbia. We have had the announcement of free electricity. We've had the announcement of free enrollment. We've had expansion across the country. And now they're telling us the biggest announcement that they've ever made is going to be on January 14th. Got a question for you. Where will you be when that happens? Where will you be? Will you be in Hartford, Connecticut? Will you be in Austin, Texas? Will you be at a watch party with other friends and business associates? Or will you be on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop, or PC, Mac, whatever? Where will you be when you hear what this big announcement is going to be? And then you're going to have the attendee-only bonuses that's going to be more than worth the benefit of being at the big event. I hope you've made the decision to be there. If you haven't, now is the time. Go ahead and get registered. Give yourself that gift of being registered for this event. Now, folks, I got to tell you, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for this evening. This gentleman, hopefully he'll tell a portion of his story tonight, but when he heard about the business, he had to look at the business at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because he was just that busy. If you've ever heard somebody say that I'm too busy to build this business, being busy is no excuse for being broke. This guy built this business and has a classic excuse of not having time. If anybody could say that, he could say that. And yet he made the decision to start his Ambit Energy business. Today he is a national consultant, not only one of the featured speakers and trainers in our business, but now becoming one of the featured speakers and trainers in the industry. Please welcome national consultant, Mr. Mike Obey. Mike, welcome to the call.
Good evening, Bear. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Love to have you on. All yours, bud.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everybody. I hope you guys have a notepad and pen, and because I got a lot of great information tonight. A lot of the information, I know you guys, a lot of you probably heard me on YouTube or speak at different events, but a lot of stuff I'm going to talk about tonight, there is no YouTube video of me having it, and I just started speaking about some of the things. So if you haven't gotten a pen and paper, grab it real quick and get back, because I probably got about 45 minutes, maybe even an hour worth of information today that you could actually go out there and use right away in your Ambit business. Now, tonight's training, I really want to just get straight right to the point with you guys. And, you know, I'm going to actually tell you what you actually need to hear to make your business successful, not what you want to hear. I'm not that type of guy to, you know, tell you everything's going perfect, everything's going great for you if you need to make adjustments. So I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to hear. It might not be what you want to hear, but it's going to help you get to that next level in the business. I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions tonight, and obviously you can't answer me over the call, but I want you to be truthful with yourself and just answer the questions, and it's going to help you, I believe, you know, make you realize different things in your business and help you get to the next level where you want to be. So before I go in, I'll just touch on my background. I've been with the company 8.5 years, and as Bear touched on, you know, I used to work a lot of hours, and that's an understatement. Guys, when I first started Ambit 8.5 years ago, believe it or not, I worked about 100 to 110 hours a week. Yeah, I was probably thinking I'm nuts, but I'm just a hardworking guy. Never did sales before, never did any type of sales or any presentations or any conference calls or any speaking engagements. I guarantee I was one of the most shyest, quietest guys in the company of all of Ambit, but I was definitely the hardest working guy I knew. I have an accounting background in college. I'm very good at numbers, and the rest of the subjects, not so great, except for gym. But I was just a hardworking guy, never gave up. You know, my nickname in Ambit from Renee Harris is No Excuses, because a lot of people come into a business like this and like, I don't have the time. Oh, I never did sales. They just make excuses. And, guys, I made no excuses from the get-go. I was working 110 hours a week. And when I first seen Ambit, I didn't look at Ambit as a way for me to bring on more work and make more money. I looked at Ambit as a way for me to get my life back, because at the time, back in 2008, I owned 3 Carvel ice cream franchises. Carvel is a big ice cream franchise up in the Northeast. We sell Fudgito Ales and Cookie Pusses. And I had a mortgage company, about 30, 40 employees. I had a credit business. I had a construction company. I had about 20 to 25 rental properties with 40, 50 tenants. I had a one-year-old child and a two-year-old child that I'd never seen. So I was pretty busy, to say the least. So when I seen Ambit, I said, this is my ticket to get my life back. You know, I still did all those businesses. I still ran everything day to day, but I found 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a week to put into Ambit. I did Ambit in 5 to 10 minute increments at a time, and I'll explain how I did that later on in the talk tonight. But guys, if you believe in this company, if you believe in Ambit, you believe in the concept, Jerry and Chris, and I mean, it's a totally proven company. We're a 10-year-old company, $1.5 billion company. We're popping millionaires left and right, and guys, it's proven. Okay, so if you believe in this and you want to do it, you can make it happen. If you're making excuses, just stop making excuses, because there's somebody that probably had it worse. If you were working 80 hours a week, there's a guy like me who worked 100 hours a week and made it work. There was somebody who was probably, you might think you're really quiet and real shy. Well, I was probably more quiet and more shy, and I'm going to teach you methods tonight that you could actually do this business, make where you feel comfortable about doing it. So I never felt comfortable going out there and sounding, you know, like an annoying, sleazy salesperson. That was just not me. I can't do that. I can't approach people and try to ram an opportunity down their throat. So I did things that would make me feel comfortable about doing it as a quiet person to give me a lot of success. And now, fast forward, I'm a national consultant. I've recruited well over 300 people into the business, and I'm never going to stop doing it. So let's put all our excuses to the side, and let's just go out there and do this, and let's figure out a way to make it work. And that's why I'm going to give you a lot of stuff today that's really going to help your business. The first question you got to ask yourself is, do you have a physical list, a list of prospects? Okay, so when I say a list, it's not you trying to say, well, I remember all these names in my mind, or I got a cell phone with a bunch of contacts, or I got my Facebook contacts or my LinkedIn contacts. Guys, that is not a list. A list is something that's physical designated to Ambit. It's a notebook or a notepad. It's a Word document. It's an Excel spreadsheet. Something that you could physically write down people's names and phone numbers, contact them, and write notes next to it. That is a physical list, okay? Now, I have different ways to approach your list. I'm not going to go over that tonight, but if you go to my YouTube channel, Michael Obey, O-B-A-Y, you'll see a video on how to prioritize your list. And I'll teach you different ways to go through your list and what group to start with, which is going to give you the highest percentage of getting the most positive results. Now, a lot of people, see, I'm doing this 8 years. And guys, what I could say, after 8.5 years doing this, I am not through my list yet. I sponsored well over 300 people. I'm a national consultant doing it 8 years, and I'm not through my list. Why? Because one of the biggest reasons why I'm not through it and why I sponsor so many people is I never, ever, ever prejudge somebody. And this is one of the biggest, biggest costly mistakes that most Ambit consultants or any consultant in any type of home-based business can have, is they prejudge. You know, they're only putting certain people on the list. They're not putting Mary on the list because they think Mary's she's too busy. They're not putting John on a list because John's broke. They're not putting Tony on a list because Tony's, I don't know, he's too quiet or he's too shy or he makes too much money. That's prejudging. Now, if you're prejudging people, it is totally, totally wrong. See, I don't prejudge anybody. I showed 18-year-old employees that work for me. I showed an 88-year-old man the business. I show every single person. I don't care their age. I don't care their background. I don't care their skin color. I don't care if they're rich, poor. I don't care if they're shy or quiet like I was, or the top sales guy. I treat every single person fairly and equally. See, I'm not God, so it's not my decision to judge for somebody. So I say, who am I to judge? I let every person make their own decision. And believe it or not, guys, the people that you think will be Ambit consultants are not going to have an interest. It's the people that you think wouldn't become Ambit consultants that are not on your list, and you're not going to show them that those people would be the next superstars. And if you don't go out there and get them and show them, well, shame on you, because somebody else is going to get them. I might get to them one day, or another leader in the company is going to get to them, and you're going to be kicking yourself when you go to an Ambition event or a simulcast event or a local meeting one day, and your neighbor who you thought was too successful to be an Ambit consultant shows up at that meeting, and he made senior consultant in 20 days, and you're going to be kicking yourself. Guys, go out there and show everybody. Don't be selfish. Go out there and show every single person you can this business. Now, another reason I'm not through my list is because every single day I'm out there working on building my list every single day. See, when I go out every single day, my objective is not to go out there and say, I'm going out today to recruit all these strangers today that I bump into. No, my overall objective, yes, after a strategic approach, is to go out there and recruit as many people as possible. See, I don't like putting pressure on me that I have to go out there and I got to recruit all these people. So I got to go and walk around the mall and recruit people, or I got to go to my kid's school and recruit people. No. Why would I want to do that? You know, I like to go out there. I go about my business. I go about my activities with my family and my children and other work that I have, my other businesses. I go out about my normal day, and my objective is to meet new people, okay? See, my list is never, ever ending. See, a lot of people will say, oh, I've been in Ambit 6 months. I've been through my list. Bull. You're not through your list. You just never put everybody on your list. They say the average 18-year-old person knows over 2,000 people. They say, so if that's the case, if you're 30 or 40, you probably know 3,000, 4,000 people, okay? And if you don't know, you know, you can go to something called a memory jogger. You know, and our team has it. If you go to www.thecfactorynation.com, or you just go and pull up a memory jogger. If you go to, or just Google memory jogger, and you'll see something. It's a list. It's going to help you think of people to add to your list. Okay, so you probably know a lot more people than you actually do. So don't put so much pressure on you to go out there and meet new people. Then saying I got to recruit everybody. Go about it saying, I want to just go out there and meet new people, get to know people, get them to like me, that I could add them to my list. See, it's a lot easier to recruit people once you know about them. Once you know about their background, you know about their family situation, maybe they'll tell you about their current job. Because once you know about them, then you could share a story about somebody in Ambit who was with a similar background to them that maybe overcame some challenges, and you share that story, it's going to help you recruit them so much easier than just trying to, like, ram an opportunity down somebody's throat, okay? So I'm going to teach you a lot of different ways tonight. So my objective is to go out there and just talk to people, make new relationships. I go about my business, and at the end of the day, my goal is to add more people to my list. Guys, if you go into the same places every day, if you're like, man, I can't meet nobody, that's because you're probably going to the same restaurant every week. You already spoke to the manager, the waiter, the waitress, the bartender. You're probably getting your hair cut and your nails done at the same exact place. You probably already spoke to the barber and the hairstylist. Go somewhere different, guys. If you're going to the same dry cleaner, change the dry cleaner. Go to different places to meet different people. That's how I'm always adding people to my list. You know, I'm all my kids' events. So when I go to my daughter's dancing school events, my son's Boy Scout events, I'm going on camping trips, father-daughter dance, this event, that event. We've been to the Liberty Science Center, you know, just 2 weeks ago. We're going to Sleep on the Intrepid, you know, big museum, a big ship in Manhattan, you know, coming up in a couple months with my son. But I go there with other parents, and I get to know these people. So I want them to get to like me first as a person. I want to get to know them so I can find a better strategic way to approach them into the business. Now, if you have a list, okay, now some of you might have a list, which is great. I hope you do, and your list should be with you everywhere you go, and you should put as many people down on that list as possible. You want to take a strategic approach. See, the key is to get through your list, but to get through the list in a way that's going to give you the most favorable, the most positive outcome. So you could rush through your list the wrong way and get a very low percentage. One thing you should never do is do like an email blast to everybody and say, hey, check out my new business. That is one thing that you should never, never, ever do. So I'll go over some different strategic approaches, but again, everything I do in Amber, from the way I approach people to my invite to my presentation to my closing, I do things that always give me the highest percentage of having success. I don't want to rush through my list the wrong way and have a very low percentage. I'd rather go through it a little bit slower, but doing it the right way. Then once I learn that right way, build up speed, which will then create momentum. Now, if you go through your list very slow and you're contacting one person a week, two people a week, you're going to build a business, but it's going to build slow. You're never going to have – if you're building that slow, you're never going to have a story like somebody got to executive in less than a year or somebody got to certain levels. You want to do things – see, when I looked at Ambit 8 years ago, my goal that first day, I overpassed RCSCEC. My goal from that first day was to get my time back with my family and my children and to get to national consultant. And I knew to get to national consultant, I had to move through the ranks as fast as possible to get up to national. So pretty much I got to regional in 6 days, senior in 2 months, and executive in 10, and then national in 6 years. But I had to do things at a high rate of speed. I did it the right way. Once I learned what worked, I just stepped on the gas pedal and I just turned it up. See, I didn't do it the opposite way. I didn't hit the gas pedal first and go through my list the wrong way with having no success. I did things slow at the beginning to learn what worked and what didn't work. I got followed some great people in the company, mainly Ray Monty and Brian McCullough, my mentors, and I called these guys every single day asking for advice. How could I improve? What did I do wrong on this presentation? And I always wanted feedback. I wanted tough criticism, and that's why on this call I'm going to give you some tough criticism because it's going to help you have a lot better results. So you want to be at a fast pace to create momentum, but doing it the right way. Everything is about numbers. So you want to get through a lot of people in a short period of time. See, if you go out there and you sponsor 10 people over a year, that's great. Okay? But wouldn't it be better if you could sponsor 10 people in a month or two? Right? You're just compressing the time in a short period of time. And it's not that difficult to do. Guys, I had times like that where I was sponsoring 5-10 people a week while working 110 hours a week myself. So it can be done, and I'm going to talk about how I built it in 5-10-minute increments at a time in a little while. All you're doing is if you're making a lot of calls over a long period of time, you need to make a lot of calls in a short period of time and just show more people, and that's how you build create momentum. You want to get a lot going in a short period of time rather than extending it over a long period of time. Now, what is a very low percentage way of going out there and recruiting? Text messaging your prospects and emailing your prospects. These are two things that I would never, ever, ever do is text message or email anything about Ambit to my prospects. I would never do it. There's multiple reasons why. Number one, you cannot show your excitement and your enthusiasm through a text message or an email. People need to hear your voice. People need to see the whites of your eyes. They need to see that giant smile on your face with your excitement about Ambit. Guys, I sponsor a lot of people in Ambit. I have very high numbers of sponsoring. And people always say, Mike, the presentation is great, but I've never seen you so excited. I've never seen you so passionate about something in my life. I want to be a part of it. And that's what people say. You don't get that through a text message or an email. And another thing with a text or an email, it's very easy for your prospect to ignore you. They could just ignore the text message, and you're thinking, man, maybe they didn't get my text message. No, they got it. They're just ignoring it. Or it's very easy for somebody to tell you not interested through a text or an email. It's a lot harder for somebody to tell you no over the phone or face-to-face. So don't do things that are going to give you a low percentage. Yes, it's easy to send out 20 text messages in 10 minutes, but you're going to get maybe no people to even watch it. If you gave me a choice to send out 20 emails or texts to prospects or to sit down and meet with 3 people, I'm going to take the 3 people over to 20 any day in the week. Because out of those 3 people, I guarantee you they're all going to watch the presentation, and I'm either going 1 out of 3, 2 out of 3, or 3 for 3. because I'm confident about it. And people see my excitement, my enthusiasm. I'm professional about it. And I'm going to tell them we have a great system in place. I'm going to share some stories. And we're going to get them into the business. So you can't text message. You can't email. All right? So now here's your main objective with Ambit. So you're going about your day. You have a list of people. Your objective is not to convince people to join. I'm going to repeat that. Your objective is not to convince people to join. You're probably thinking, well, don't we want to get people? Yes, we do. Okay, but it's not to convince them. When you seem too, like, desperate and salesy and pushy, people are going to run away from you. It doesn't work. People should be – there's ways to do it. I'm going to teach you tonight that people should be calling us. People should be saying, you know, accept me. Take me a part of your team. I want to become a part of this. Guys, we got an amazing opportunity out here. Ambit is a 10-year-old company, $1.5 billion company. We got millionaires popping up left and right. It's proven. It's successful. See, a lot of people seem too desperate to get people, and people can sense that. We got such a great opportunity that people should be convincing us that they should that we should let them join our team or let them join our company. You need to start changing your mindset, your belief level, and your confidence. Everything about you is going to get more people to you. But here's the main objective. So it's not to convince people to join. Here's what you got to figure out. It's three steps. You got to find out of all the people on your list, who on that list is open to taking a look at an opportunity. Did you hear that, guys? It's not to convince people to join, but it's to find out on your list who is open to sitting down and looking at a presentation. Once you find out if someone is open, and we're going to cover some invitations in a minute, how to invite people, find out who is open. Then you want to buy time from people. What I mean by buying time is every one of us on this call all have one thing in common. We all share 168 hours in a week, right? There's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So every one of us has 168 hours in a week, right? People have family. People have a job. People have businesses. People have to sleep. People have to work out, whatever. So time is valuable. So we need to find out if people are open first. Then we got to buy time. Then we got to say to John, hey, John, I need you for 30 to 40 minutes time. So now we're asking John to give up time out of his life, out of his schedule, away from his family to agree to meet with us. And then the third thing is to make a solid, firm appointment. See, when I'm inviting people, I do not ever, ever, ever get off the phone. Or if I invite somebody face-to-face, I will never leave that person or get off the phone until I have a firm, solid appointment with that person to meet them to show them the presentation. And I'm a type of guy, I'm a right now type of guy. I'm a just do it, I'm a do it today. I'm not a tomorrow, I'm not, you'll never ever hear Mike Obey say, let's meet up next week. I don't care if it's a holiday, I'd be like, let's do this now. See, I got something great and I want to share it with people as soon as possible. If I say, oh yeah, we'll just hook up next week, it doesn't seem that great. It doesn't seem that important. It doesn't seem that good. So I'm always trying to get somebody to see my opportunity the same day. If they can't do the same day, then I'm going to shoot for tomorrow. And I do it as soon as possible. I got the golden ticket. Do you want to see this? If not, you know, then you give me a call when you got time again. You know, you just told me you were open and taking a look. If not, you give me a call. Guys, you got to have that posture. You got to believe in what you got. And you're not out there begging people. You're right. We got something great. So never give in to people. Okay? So find out if people are open. Buy time and make a firm, solid appointment. Now, 99% of the people that I have invited, that I have met with, I've met them face-to-face. Yes, it takes more time. Yes, it might require driving in the car further, more money in gas and tolls, but it gives me a very, very high percentage. Again, you could just send out your video to a lot of people and get a very low percentage of people to actually watch it, okay? But when I'm with them face-to-face, 100% of the people watch my presentation because I give them an invite. They tell me, yes, I'm open to making more money. Great, John. Are you home tonight? Does 7 o'clock work or does 8 o'clock sound better? 8 o'clock, good. I'll see you 8 o'clock. I need you for about 40 minutes time. Boom. I go to 8 o'clock. I take out a Success from Home magazine. I point out somebody in that magazine that has a similar story to that person, and I tell that story. See, I'm a big storyteller. people want to hear stories that they can see themselves. So you want to learn the stories. I know every single story in every single magazine. And almost every person, I would say, in the magazines for the past, whatever, 8 years, I know every person because I met all these people at different events. That's why you go to events like Ambition and Simulcast and other local events. You want to get to know the leaders, and there's so many great people in this company that will give you their business card, that you can call them for different calls, okay? And that's what you want to do. So when I meet people face-to-face, I sit down with them, I thank them for their time, I tell a story, I point out somebody in that Success from Home magazine, and I put the video presentation on. See, when you're with that prospect face-to-face, you're in control of starting that video. If the doorbell rings, you pause it, right? If the kids come in the room, you pause the video. You say, John, I don't want you to miss anything. This is important. See, if that person is watching that video by themselves at home, if the doorbell rings, they're probably not going to pause the video, some people, and they're going to miss a key part. Or the kids come in the room, they're going to let the video play, or they might grab a phone call. But if you're there, you're in control of the whole presentation. And you stay with them, and you watch that video like it's the first time that you've ever seen it. And I've tested this, guys. Okay? When you're watching that presentation, you need to be laser-focused, sit on the edge of your seat. You're watching that presentation like it's the first time you've seen it. And you're super excited. You got to watch that video like you're making $100,000 a month and super excited. And you'd love for them to join your team. But if they don't join, it's their loss and you don't care. That's the attitude. If you're sitting there desperate and needy and you're letting them run the whole meeting, you know, wrong. Okay, you got the greatest thing out there. All right? So act like you got the greatest thing out there. And when you're watching that presentation, put your cell phone in your pocket. Don't touch your phone. Now, I tested this. See, if you sit there and you watch that presentation, they're going to sit there and watch that presentation. If you take out your cell phone, they're going to take out their cell phone and play around with it. If you get up and walk around, they're going to get up and walk around. I've tested this, guys, so believe me, don't go out there and test it yourself. Just sit there and watch that presentation, super excited, and they'll do the exact same thing. And watch that presentation with them and be excited. See, I always recommend face-to-face. You know, I don't care. I mean, I've driven hours to meet people. You know, who knew? Who knew if they want to show up or not? It does take longer, but, you know, it gives me the highest percentage. And if you can't get to somebody face-to-face, if you live on the East Coast and they live on the West Coast, I got a video on YouTube, how to properly get somebody to watch a website video. So there is a right way and there is a wrong way how to get people to watch a video. It's not just saying, oh, here's my link and go and check it out. Guys, that's one thing you should never say. You don't want someone to go and check out your website, okay? I want someone to go and watch a professional business presentation, okay? That's what I want. So if I tell somebody to go check out a website, I don't want that. You know, that's what we do all day on a computer. You go and check out, I don't know, some site to buy clothing, or you go on a site to check out news or weather or sports. We're going from page to page to page, and we're just changing pages. That's checking out a website. I want someone to sit down and look at a billion-dollar opportunity, and they're all serious about it. So don't always say, just go and check out my website. So watch that video on YouTube, how to properly get someone to watch a website video if you cannot get in front of them. Okay? I'll tell you a quick story. Now, I had somebody on my team, and this person said, that, you know, I have good news and bad news because there's this family around me that are very, very successful. And they own restaurants and diners, and they're very, very successful. So the guy on my team said to me, he goes, hey, this family here, they're interested in Ambit. I said, wow, that's great. These are successful people. They're very successful business owners. And that's the first person that I look for. I said, what's the bad news? He goes, well, they own a whole bunch of restaurants in Staten Island, New York, but they own one up in Rochester. Rochester is about 7 hours away. I said, good, give me an address. I'm going. Guys, I drove 7 hours each way to go meet one person. Now, this guy worked in Manhattan. He couldn't get off of work to go up there for 2 days. But I went up there. And because of this guy was very successful, I said, you know what? I want to bring my best effort to go and get this guy. So I drove up there, and thank God he showed up to the appointment. But I showed the presentation, and he says, man, he goes, you got me sold. Just by you coming up here, show me how serious you are about it, how committed you are, and this opportunity is awesome. That guy became a senior brought three other seniors, and he helped get somebody on my team to executive consultant. So the senior on my team got four seniors in his senior code to help him get to executive consultant by me making a trip up there. So I'm not telling you all to go drive 6-7 hours to meet every single person, but because of the success of these people with their family and business, I said, I got to go meet this guy face-to-face. And sure enough, the results, you know, spoke for themselves about it. So that's to show you that I always try to meet as many people as I can face-to-face. It's not the easiest way, but it's going to give me the highest percentage of getting people to join the business. All right. So now either at this point, either you have a list of people or you don't have a list of people. So you really got to be truthful to yourself at this point if you have one or not. If you have a list, how many people are on it? 50, 100, 200, 500, 1,000? You know, and if you don't have a list, you got to get people on that list. If you do have a list currently, right, if you do have a list of 50 people, 100 people, 200 people, and you're not showing multiple 10, 15, 20 presentations a week, then my question is to you, why are you not inviting people by the dozens? You should be inviting dozens of people a week. See, listen, if you don't have a list, then I get it. Then we got to revisit list building and start building a list. But if your question before was you have a list and you have people on your list, so then why are you not invited? Sometimes it boggles my mind. People say, yeah, I got a list of 100 people. And I said, okay, well, when do you work? Well, I work Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. Okay, do you get a lunch break? Yeah, how long is your lunch break? 30 minutes. Okay, does it take you 30 minutes to eat your sandwich? No, I eat my food in 10 minutes. Okay, so in that 20 minutes, you can realistically call 10, 15, 20 people and invite. You have the nights to call people. You have your drive home from work to call people. You have the weekends to call people. So if you don't have a list, then we got to work on list building. But if you do have a list, ask yourself, why are you not calling people a dozen at a time? You should be inviting dozens of people a week. So when I first started Amber Dens, I was a machine. I was inviting 20, 30, 40 people a week while doing it only in 3, 4, 5 hours of my time. And I did it in between my mortgage appointments. So I'd be sitting in my mortgage office. I would just finish with a mortgage client. And I would say, okay, it's 3:50. The next guy comes in at 4 o'clock. I got 10 minutes. So what was I doing? I wasn't sitting on Power Zone hitting a refresh button and checking all sorts of stuff. No, I had my list of people, and I would bang out calls, and I would make as many calls as possible in the shortest period of time. So if you have 100 people on your list, why are you not inviting 100 people in the next 24 hours? You want to make as many calls as you can. So there's a reason why you're probably holding back. You know, and another thing is people get too comfortable and too satisfied. Here's what I see. People will have a meeting in their area on a Thursday night. Monday, they'll go out there and invite two people. They'll get two people to say, yes, I'm coming to the meeting. I'm like, oh, great, I got my two people coming to the meeting. I got two guests confirmed. Then what do? They stop. I'm like, why would you stop at two? You got a meeting in your area, right? You got some speaker who's willing to take time to come out there and speak and present. Maybe he lives in the area, maybe driving in from an area. And you invited two people, and you just stopped at two people. Guys, why not invite 20 people on Monday, invite 20 people on Tuesday, invite 20 people on Wednesday, invite 10, 15 people on Thursday, and just keep inviting more. Don't ever be satisfied. And that's a big thing that people do. So they'll invite 2, 3 people, and guess what? Maybe one show up, maybe two show up. Why not have 5, 10, 20 people show up? And if you can't get them to the meeting, meet them at a separate time. Go to their house. Meet them for coffee. Set up an in-home presentation. But you got to do things on a bigger scale. So if you have that list of people, you want to start doing things at a much greater, faster pace. You guys got to start thinking bigger. If you want to get to the EC level, the NC level, you can't do things just calling one or two people here and there. You got to start doing things at a bigger, bigger level. Okay? A lot of people say, I don't have the time to do it. You know, guys, that's just an excuse. Again, if you gotten on late, you heard my story before. I ran 7 different businesses. I had hundreds of employees. I was working 100 hours a week. Yet, I found time to put into Ambit, and I still became an executive in 10 months. I'm not saying this to try to break to you. I'm just saying that you got to stop making excuses for yourself. You can do it. Your average phone call to a prospect should be 30 to 60 seconds, on, off the phone in 30 seconds. Your objective is to find out if people are open to taking a look at a business opportunity, buy time from them, make an appointment, get them to the meeting, get them to an in-home, get to their house, and do this on a large scale, guys. So stop making excuses. Stop saying you don't have the time to do it. You can make time for what's important, because I guarantee you watch some special TV show every single week. You know, if succeeding in Ambit's important to you, give up that TV show. Give up whatever you're doing for a small time period and go out there and put time into Ambit. You can make calls on your lunch break. You can make calls after work. You can make calls on the weekend. You know, so do things that are going to give you a positive result. Not sitting there looking through PowerZone, hitting the refresh button, checking your downline reports. That stuff is not making you money. It's getting people into the business and teaching them how to gather customers and repeating that step over and over and over. That's what we get paid to do. So go out there and invite more and more people to do it. Seven days a week, I was inviting. So any chance I had a 5-10 minute break, I had my list next to me. My list came with me everywhere I went. My list came everywhere I went, and I was inviting to get people. And now if I couldn't meet them face-to-face, I would drop off a DVD in their mailbox and tell them it was my only DVD. I need to get it back to you by tomorrow. I would create urgency. I'd have them come by my mortgage office. And I'm going to give you some invites in a minute, but I would invite people. They would tell me if they were open or not, and then I would get them to come by my office and watch a video as I'm with another client. But, guys, I just got a lot of people to see it. So, people, if you have a list, you know, again, why are you not making these calls? Are you nervous? Are you afraid? Right? And if that's the case, it's okay, because I was nervous and afraid to call certain people on my list. I really was, but I created ways that made me feel comfortable about doing things, okay? So I didn't just go with a hard approach that was going to make me nervous, because I never did sales before. I did things that were going to make me feel comfortable about talking to people. See, a lot of times I let Ambit come up naturally in one of my conversations with people. I let them ask me questions about what I do. And here's a tip. I always want out of a conversation, I want somebody to say, what do you do for a living? And I'll say, you know, I own an ice cream store and I have a part-time energy business. So, and when they say that, they usually say, well, I know what an ice cream store is, but what is a part-time energy business? And I usually respond, I help people get free electric and I get paid for it. And that usually strikes up a lot of curiosity. And at that point, once they say, man, you get paid to get people free energy, I say, yeah, why? Do you look for other ways to make money? Great. Let's sit down. Let's watch a video. Do it right there if you can. And get them to look at a presentation. Now, if you're not comfortable about talking to people, you might want to ask somebody for advice. Ask somebody for help. So I have an approach, and you might have heard some of this on my YouTube videos. If I have a person who is older than me or more successful than me or both, I'm going to approach this person in a different way. So this is an approach, and you could approach somebody your own age or somebody younger than you, somebody who's been in business before, with this approach, and you're going to see how it's not going to feel like you're salesy. Because a lot of you might be thinking, oh, I don't like the sales approach stuff, and you know, I don't like being pushy with people. So this is the approach that I used a lot in the beginning to make me feel comfortable. So I would approach Bob, right? Bob is my neighbor, and Bob is older. Bob is 55 years old. He's a millionaire businessman. I'm 39. I'm younger. I'm less successful. So here's how I would approach Bob. Hey, Bob, it's Mike. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing good, Michael. How are you? I said, listen, Bob, you got a minute? I do. You know, I just started a part-time business recently, Bob. You know, I'm real excited about it, but you know me, I've always been a carpenter, whatever profession you're in, you know, you could use that. I've always been a carpenter. I've always been a realtor. You know, I just started a part-time business, and Bob, I wanted to get another businessman's point of view, and you were the first guy I thought of, because I know we've been neighbors for a long time, and I really admire you and respect you as a business person. I really trust your advice. Can you do me a real big favor? Can you give me maybe 30, 40 minutes of your time that I could sit down with you, show you what I'm doing, and maybe you can give me some pointers and some suggestions? Would you help me out with that? Most people are going to say yes. Or just go to somebody and say, hey, I started something new, and I just want to get your advice on it. I want to get your opinion on it. And do things that way, and more people are going to say yes to an appointment. So it doesn't seem, you know, as like you got to go out there and pitch somebody the opportunity. All right, so do things that will make you feel comfortable doing it. Guys, it all comes down to numbers. How many people are you inviting on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis? How many people are you showing on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis? You know, and that's all you got to do. You got to actually start to track your numbers. You got to take out a calendar or take a piece of paper and draw lines down the middle and across and create a calendar and start tracking your presentations. How many people are you calling a week? How many people agreed to meet you? How many people actually showed up? Now, out of those numbers, how many actually joined the business? So look back at the end of the week. If you called zero people, guess what? Nobody's going to join. If you call two people, the most people that could possibly join is two. But you want to increase those numbers, and over time, you're going to get better and better and better. And just hold yourself accountable, guys. And the longer you do it, the better you're going to get at doing it. In the beginning, I started recruiting people on just pure excitement, guys. When I first joined that business, I seen Ambit Energy. I was super excited to go and share this business with as many people as possible. Now, my closest friends came first. They were the lowest hanging fruit. I went to my closest people, the closest people that I knew. Now, I didn't know if they were going to be the best candidates. Some of them were rich. Some of them were poor. Some of them had a job. Some had no jobs. All different types of people, but I wanted to go out there and just share with people as right away. Because I watched that video one day at 2 o'clock in the morning, like Bear said, and the next day I was showing people right away. I drove to friends' houses without even telling them I was coming. I parked my car, I knocked on their door. I'm like, you got to see this. They're like, what is it? I said, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Now, people see my excitement. They knew I was a business owner and I had other businesses. When I said, this is the best thing I've ever seen, they're like, all right. They were in before they knew they were even in. Because they see my excitement for it. They see my passion for it. But I just got in front of people. Guys, you got to stop thinking that you're burdening people, that you're being pushy with people, that they don't want to hear about Ambit. Guys, you got to start thinking like Ambit is amazing. Ambit can change their life, right? Ambit has changed lives of thousands of people. And you got to think that Ambit can change somebody else's life. So by you going out there, now, if you had a cure to a disease, wouldn't you go out there and start sharing it with everybody? Well, yeah, you have a cure to help change people's financial future. So if you think that you're bothering people or burdening people by showing them, guys, it's the wrong thinking. Guys, we got people that are multi-millionaires who became Ambit consultants, okay? So stop thinking like you're bothering people or you're annoying people. You got something great. You got a business that people could start for $75 and make millions and millions of dollars if they put their mind to it and work it for a period of time. You got people that can join this business who are struggling, who are losing their house, and maybe Ambit can get them up to make an extra couple $1,000 a month and get them out of foreclosure or pay their bills or pay their medical bills or put their kids through to college. But maybe their current job can't cut it. Maybe they lost overtime. Maybe they have kids and their wife can't work right now and they need something different and they're waiting for somebody to share them something and they're waiting for you. But if you don't go out there and show them because you think that they wouldn't be interested or you think that they're too busy or you think this or that wrong, guys, go out there and share it with everybody. It could help change their life in a way. And if they say no, they say no. It's their loss. I don't get bothered at all. You know, you might not believe me, but if somebody says no to Ambit Energy, I actually chuckle inside. I'm like, it's like, man, it's your loss. Because Ambit does amazing things. If it's not for them, it's not for them. I really don't care. I've seen what it's done for me. I've seen what it's done for other people that I know in the company, thousands of people. And if somebody says no, I really don't care. I have a quote that I created. I said, the faster you get comfortable failing, the faster you will succeed. And that goes for Ambit. That goes for anything. That goes for sports and business, almost anything in life. The faster you can get comfortable at failing, the faster you will succeed in this business. Guys, do you think it bothers me one bit if somebody tells me no? It really doesn't. You know, I could help somebody tremendously with this business. And, you know, from what I've learned now in 8 years, different ways that we help them and teach people, the systems that we have, when somebody says no to it, whatever, I just say, hey, you know, I appreciate your time. I pat them on the back. I hand them my card. I say, if you ever change your mind, give me a call. And I never, ever, ever look back. Guys, I have zero follow-up. Now, a lot of people, not a lot of leaders in the company might not agree with me for saying it, but I have zero follow-up because Ambit is so good that if somebody watches my presentation and they're not interested in it, then you know what? Then I don't want to sit there and beg them and chase them. I'm moving on. I'm now looking for the guy that sees this and gets it and says, stop the video, sign me up, let's go out there. How do I get to RC? I want to do it in 2 days. I want to get there. Let's make this work. That's what I'm looking for at this point. So that's why I have no follow-up. You know, I either get a yes or a no from the people and I move on. I say, if you ever change your mind, you give me a call. I just hate maybes and I don't want maybes. I'd rather get a no than get a maybe, honestly. And I just keep moving forward. All right, so now I'm going to talk about something else that I've never done a YouTube video on. I've never actually stood on stage and trained on this. Now, this is something that it's so funny because I've been using this in my own mind, not in this exact way, for years. I've always recruited people differently based on how I view them and their personality. And then I went to a real estate seminar a couple of years ago, and the speaker actually put it all together for me, and I said, wow, that is exactly what I've been doing, but now I actually could like teach and train on this in a way because I've always done it myself, and I'm going to talk about today a recruiting secret that I think can totally game change your business. Now, there's a reason why that some people go out there and show 10 presentations, and some people go 0 for 10, some people go 1 for 10, some people go 2 for 10, some people go 3 out of 10, 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10. I mean, there's plenty of times I went 10 for 10, all right? So, and that's, I'm not trying to, and listen, we're all showing, there's different videos we show, but generally numbers are numbers. So if you're really going out there and consistently showing 10 people and you're getting 1 out of 10, you're doing that consistently, then your numbers are probably 10%, okay? If you're consistently going out there and showing 10 people and getting 2 out of 10, then numbers don't lie, you're probably 2 for 10, you know, but my numbers have definitely been over the 50% mark, if not higher. So now it comes down to a lot of things. And one thing that could really boost your percentages is, and this is something I can't teach, it's who you were before you joined Ambit Energy, okay? The person that you were before Ambit, before you joined Ambit, can really dictate your results. If you were a very, very successful business owner and everything that you ever touched in life turned to gold and all your family, friends, and neighbors and associates knew that, by you just telling somebody, hey, I started a new business, I'd like you to come take a look at it and potentially join me in business, that guy's going to have a very high percentage of people joining because of their past before Ambit. Okay, maybe they're a very successful business owner. Maybe they're a surgeon or a top-notch doctor. Maybe they're just very, very successful in a lot of things they do. That's going to give people a higher percentage, okay? If you had a very bad past and maybe you have no trust with nobody, maybe you failed in 20 different businesses and you still have that same negative attitude about everything in life, and maybe your numbers are going to start off slow. There are ways that you can change that. Okay, there are ways that you can change that. So who you were before Ambit Energy can dictate you, giving you either higher percentage of numbers or lower percentage of numbers. If you're higher, great. If they weren't as high, there are things that can definitely increase that. And here are some of them. You got to have the mindset and the belief. You got to believe in Ambit Energy. You got to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, people will notice that and sense that right away, and they'll never want to join you. If you're out there talking negative about everything in life, oh, getting to the appointment, I had to sit in traffic, and this guy cut me off, and I was in the store before, and the guy messed up my order, and if you're always complaining about things, guys, people are not going to want to join you because you're complaining about things. They want to be around positive, happy people, okay, people that bring them up in life. So start being a positive, happy person. Have a smile on your face. They want to be around confident people. They want to be around leaders. You got to have good posture, believing in what we have without needing other people's approval, okay? We got something terrific here. You got to have good communication skills. You can work on communication. You can work on leadership skills. You got to have, again, that positive attitude. You got to be likable. You have a likability factor. You want people to like you. So working on these topics can help your numbers of recruiting go up. See, there's a reason, again, that some get 1 out of 10, some get 10 out of 10. Some get 2 out of 10, some get 6 out of 10. So all of that, we're showing the same video, so why do some get more than others? Guys, it's 85% about you, and it's 15% about the presentation. I truly believe it. Sometimes I think it's even 90% and 10% about the video. Okay, you're selling yourself. not only are people looking to join Ambit, but they're more importantly looking to join you in business, okay? Now, that's a whole nother topic. You know, I have videos on YouTube, how to be a master recruiter, and there's a lot about that on those videos. So I would recommend you to watch that as well. Mike Obey, how to be a master recruiter. If you haven't seen that, go watch that video 5-10 times, and it'll make you into a recruiting machine. But now I'm going to teach you something that I've never really taught on in a video, never taught on stage. I want to talk to you about there's four different personality types of people out there. Okay, now you might have heard some trainings done where they have like colors. This person's a red, they're a green, they're a yellow, they're a blue. But how I learned it, somebody at a real estate seminar taught it, they use sea animals, okay? So they put people in four different categories. They put people in a shark, a dolphin, a whale, and a sea urchin, okay? So these are four different types of animals that we're going to use. And that's the basically, people have done studies and they came up with that there are four different personality types. Now, guys, when you learn this, and now this is something I never learned before. I just happened to, like, have this in me that I knew how to approach people and talk to people and relate to people based on their personality types. And then when I seen it at a real estate seminar, I'm like, man, that all came together. This is a great way for me to teach it. So I can't take the credit for this exact training, but I've been using it my whole entire time, and I think it's one of the reasons why I have such high numbers of recruiting people into my business. You know, I definitely have great confidence when I meet people. I definitely have, leadership, good communication skills. I'm serious about it. I'm always professional. I'm on time. But learning different people's personalities has definitely, totally helped me. So I hope you guys are all still on. I know we're 50 minutes in, but I probably get another 20 minutes with this training. So I hope you could stick around for it. All right. So we're going to start with the sharks first. All right. Well, you want to call it a red color. I'm going to call it sharks. For me, I like using these sea animals better. So the sharks. Who are the sharks? The sharks are the ambitious people. These people are the go-getters. They're the money makers. These people are the busy people. They probably got a job, maybe even a second job, and they got a part-time business, right? These people maybe own multiple businesses. They own rental properties. They're busy, busy people, whatever they're doing. They're very, very competitive people, okay? They're very competitive. They like challenges. They like challenges, the competition. They like things like that. They look at the big picture in things, okay? They can visualize things bigger. They can see not just getting to senior consultant, you know, not just making $1,000 a month. They look at this, man, how could I make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month in Ambit Energy? That's what they're looking at. So a lot of times, they're the business owners, they're risk takers, they love competition. These are the shark people, and you probably know who I'm talking about. Okay, the next one, dolphins. Okay, dolphins, these are people that love to have fun, okay? Having fun is more important to them than probably making money. I mean, even though they'll probably make it like making money, but they love to have fun. They're the life of the party. Now, you go into a room, you could probably spot the dolphin. Right away, okay? They just love people. They're social people. You know, they're the center of attention usually in most places. They're on a dance floor. They're in the center of the room, right? So making money to them, it's crazy. It's probably not there, even though they love the money, but it might not be the first thing that drives them. Having fun, having a fun social life, getting to meet people, being around people is something that drives these people, right? They'll be at all different events, and there are people that I know that are in Ambit, that are in every company. There are people that don't have much results, that aren't making much money, but they've been in the company 5 years, 6 years. They're at every event, you know, and they're just taking earnings from their other job or business just to come to events, you know, and they want to just be around people. Man, if you could ever take somebody who's a dolphin, who likes being around, who's committed like that, and teach them some skills that we're learning on how to go out there and build a business, man, you got a superstar on your hands. Okay, so those are the first two. We got sharks and dolphins. Third one, we got whales. Whales love to help people, okay? They'll do anything to help people. That's number one to them. Money is not their motivation, okay? Definitely money is something to everybody, but these people, helping people, doing things for charity, doing things for a good cause, saving the planet, that's more important to these people. Oprah could be a whale, right? A whale is somebody who probably pumps gas. They probably pump gas for a daytime job, and nights and weekends they're out there feeding the homeless. Okay, that is a whale. All right, so that's a whale type of person. Fourth person is a sea urchin. A sea urchin, okay? Now, a sea urchin is a person who is very, very detailed specific. Very, very analytical. They're very numbers. They're into facts. They're into research. Probably some engineers. Probably maybe some accountants. My dad's an accountant. He's definitely a sea urchin. You know, I'm more of a shark, number one. And when I talk to him, sometimes our conversations, I just need to know yes or no. Like, what is it? You know, what do we got to do? Boom, done. He needs to know a whole 10-minute scenario on something that I can look at and just think in 1 second and be done. But he needs to know every single detail, every single specific of everything. When I just look at it differently, I can figure it out in 2 seconds. He needs to know exactly. I know it's crazy. But that's a sea urchin. Okay? They're very, very slow deciders. Usually, it might take them days, might take them weeks to make a decision. Usually, they're not the center of attention. They're not like the dolphin. They're not in the middle of the – they're not usually in the middle of the room with people all over them. Usually more – sometimes – you know, more by themselves, thinking things, analyzing things. You know, I definitely have a touch of sea urchin in me because I have an accounting background. You know, I'm very good with numbers and figuring out comp plans and stuff like that. But I'm definitely more of a shark where I just need to know what is it and boom, how do we get it done as quick as possible. Now, a sea urchin, again, they might take days, weeks, months before they become a consultant. Because they got to, in their mind, they got to go through everything, okay? They got to dot every I, cross every T, research every single thing. But let me tell you, if you get a sea urchin who does all their homework, right, and then they come back to you in a month and say, okay, I made up my mind, I want to join, you watch out because those people are going to be superstars and they're going to be in Ambit Energy for as long as they live. Because they, in their mind, they made a decision to say, I've done my research, I've done my calculations, I did everything I need to, and I agree, this is a great company, this is a great compensation plan, it's a great use of my time, it can help my family tremendously, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it work. So you watch out for a sea urchin who did his research, and he's ready to join, he's committed forever, and it's the truth, and I've seen it happen with people on my team and in the company. All right, sharks. Sharks want to know three things, guys. So if I'm going to meet a shark, man, it's my shortest appointment. It was funny. I forget who I was telling, but I was going to meet a guy that I know for a long time, and I know how this guy is. This guy is business. He's about making money. I told a few people that I'm going to meet this one guy, and I guarantee you, within 5-10 minutes, he's a consultant on my team. It's like, how do you know that? I said, I just know it. I just know how this guy is. And I went to this guy, and I basically just told him, hey, here's what I'm doing. This is what they want to know. They want to know what it is, what does it cost, and how much money can I make, and what do we got to do to make the money? That's all they want to know. That's all they want to know. If you sit there and you try to give them an hour-long presentation, man, they're looking at their watch, they're losing their focus, they're writing emails to people about something else or business. Sharks got to be short, quick, to the point. What is it? What does it cost? How much money can I make, and what do we got to do to make money? That's what they need to know. So your appointments with them are going to be very, very short. I would show a shark the shortest video that Ambit has, like the 5-minute video. I would get to that video. If you try to give them a long, hour-long presentation, you're gonna lose them. Okay? These sharks. So you gotta learn. You gotta go out there. You gotta get to events, guys. Get to meet other leaders. Get to know other people in the company. Get to know their stories. Because if I'm going to meet a shark, I'm gonna show them a video, a short video, but I'm gonna touch on the success of another person in Ambit who was successful before, who's had a lot of success with Ambit. A shark wants to do things big. They're not looking to come in just to get the senior and make $1,000 a month. They're looking to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month or more. That's what they want. They want big things. They want a big challenge. So don't tell them a story of something very small. Tell them a story about somebody in our company like Ray Monty, who's made $10 million in 8 years. Tell them stories like Steve Thompson and Philip Eckert and Brian McClough, who's made $20, $25, $30 million in the company in another 10 years. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for something big that they can go out there and challenge these people to go out there and do something big. So share a big story with a person who is a shark, okay? They like to know what's possible, right? They're not looking at the little picture. They want the big picture. They love challenges. A shark, I'm going to say, you know, hey, I got to executive in 10 months. man, you can't beat me. Oh, yeah? And then I'll go out there and challenge you to do it bigger and faster. So Sharks will love the challenge and go out there and challenge them. Set the bar high, short, simple, to the point. Here's what it is. Here's what it costs. Here's how we make money, and here's how we do it. Boom, let's do it. Be confident, and you'll get those people. Dolphin. Man, when you're around the dolphin, if you know they're a dolphin, you better start smiling, okay? Start smiling, be happy, because I guarantee you they're probably smiling, okay? So you want to mirror them, all right? You want to mirror them. So a shark is always happy. They're always smiling, whatever. They're out there just to have fun, okay? You want to talk. When I sit down with a shark, I'll probably talk about an event first. Before I start the presentation, I'll talk about a positive, fun experience. I'll talk about something from, let's say, Ambition. I'll say, man, we just came back from this Ambition event in Dallas, and son, you got to see this. We had this rock concert, and you know they had this James Bond theme at this party, and it was great. They had live music and bands, and people were dancing, and having a great time. And you know, last year we had this kickball game, and we had a softball game 2 years ago, and oh, there's 10,000 people in the American Airlines Center, and whew, you got to see it. Like, there's so many people there, John. This is something that you know you would love. But let's get to the presentation. You know, let me start showing you the presentation. So I would touch on something that's dolphin-like. Something that's fun and exciting first, get to the presentation, show them the video, and then come back to another positive, fun, exciting story that Ambit has. You know, something about the, you know, some of the events. Something happens, like, if you were on a five-star trip, great, share it. If you weren't on a five-star trip, you would say, man, I told you about that Ambition event with everything, with the dancing and having fun and the parties. But Ambit runs these contests twice a year called these five-star trips. And, you know, and I know this guy who just came back from his five-star trip. You believe they took 36 people to Hawaii for a week in Maui? Oh, my God. They said it was phenomenal. I've seen videos. I've seen pictures. These are things, competitions that you can win. You can go. You know, they're going to Aruba and Cabo they're going to. And they've been to Mexico. They've been to all these places. But talk about having fun with these people. That's what these people need to hear. They want to know that it's not just, okay, just some business. They want to know, besides making money, they're going to have fun along the way doing it. I'll touch on a quick story. I had a guy on my team who was brand new, who was coming to me to meet. As soon as he joined, he signed up the same day or the next day. We were meeting people on his team. He was meeting his cousins. So I said, okay, before your cousins come, just give me a little background. Tell me what the cousins did for a living. So the more information I know, the better I could gauge these people to see what type of personality they are, if they're a business owner, if they're I want to try to find a story that might relate to them. So he told me that his cousin had just gotten back from Vegas, and he likes going out and having fun and having a good time. So, okay, so I'm using that as part of my ammunition. So he showed his cousin the presentation. It was in my office. And we show the cousin the presentation. After the presentation, the cousin's like, yeah, you know, it looks pretty good. I like it. You know, I see. But so I use all my, you know, all my closing things to try to get this guy into the business. And he's like, okay, you know, like he wasn't jumping into it. Okay. I pulled out every trick I had, and he was still like on the fence. So then I knew that his cousin told me that he just went to Vegas. So I'm thinking, okay, man, this guy's a dolphin. This guy likes to have fun. So right away, so he's like, oh, I want to, you know, just think about it for a little bit. At that point in time, I said, hey, listen, besides, you know, us making money, you got to see how much fun we have. You know, we just got back from this Ambition event, and, you know, we had this kickball game, and the whole team was there, had a rock concert at the baseball stadium, and afterwards they have this casino night, and I think that's one of the ones with the year with the casino night and all this stuff, and, you know, a black tie event, and this party and that party in the American Airlines Center, and this band came to play, and I showed them some pictures. I pulled up pictures of one of the Ambition years on a website and showed them stuff. This guy just started, like twitching in his chair. He couldn't sit still. He's like, man, he's like, all right, sign me up. I'm in. So it wasn't the money that got him. But once I showed the dolphin of the fun things that we do besides the money, he's like, in. He signed up on the spot, right? See, now I knew when that guy left that room, see, when somebody leaves, the chances of them joining decrease when they leave, okay? Every minute that goes by, that's why I try to get every person to sign up on the spot. 90% of the people that I've signed up right there that first day on the spot. The rest of them were sea urchins. I'll talk about that in a minute. All right, but they need a little bit more time to do research. But I'll use all my tricks to get people to join that day. Because when they leave that meeting room, they're going to go out there before they get trained. They're going to call up their brother-in-law who's broke, who never made any money in his life. And that guy's going to tell them, don't do those things. They don't work, you know, and they don't join. All right? So we want to get people in as quick as possible, get them on some training right away, so we avoid something like them talking to a negative person that talks them out of it. That's why I get people into businesses right away. So that dolphin joined because of fun, exciting things I spoke about, and he envisioned himself joining a company, having fun, and making some money in the meantime. Now, a whale. A whale is a person, again, that likes helping people. Guys, Ambit has changed lives of thousands of people, probably tens of thousands of people. We have 400,000 consultants. Ambit is a proven company, right? Wouldn't you agree? So when I'm meeting with a whale, see, I know so many stories. If you guys aren't getting out to corporate events, team events, big things, shame on you. You got to get out. You got to get to know more people, right? I walk to events with pockets full of business cards. I pass out my cards to so many people, and so do so many other leaders in the company. There are great people in this company that want to help and give back. But if you're sitting home not attending events, it's your loss. So you want to get out there. You want to get to know people. You want to learn more stories. So when I sit down with a whale, I'll share a story first of how Ambit changed somebody's life. Okay, I'll talk about somebody who was struggling, and all of a sudden they joined Ambit, and 6 months later they're out of foreclosure. Or, you know, somebody who was working 2-3 jobs, never seeing their kids, you know, and now because of Ambit, they're able to spend time with more of their kids. Feel free to use my story, guys. My story's out there on YouTube videos on the internet. I was working 100 hours a week. I've never seen my kids. My kids were 1 and 2. I seen them 20, 30 minutes a day if I was lucky. Because my other businesses, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. I worked from 4:30, 5 in the morning to midnight 7 days a week. I started Ambit, working Ambit 3, 4, 5 hours a week part-time. And after, you know, a couple of years in Ambit, I was able to get rid of a lot of those businesses and properties. You know, the last 5 years, I was basically saying I'm a full-time dad with a part-time energy business. You know, it's crazy. I had too much time on my hands, you know, from what this business has created for me. It's amazing what it can do. So feel free to share my story. So a whale, I'll always share a story of how Ambit has changed somebody's life first. And they're thinking, oh, my gosh, that's terrific. That's such a great story. Oh, my God. And they're probably starting to think how – not how Ambit can change their life, but how they can use Ambit to change somebody else's life. See, whales think like that. They're not thinking for themselves. They're thinking, how can they change someone else's life? Money to them is not the object. It's helping change somebody else's life. Doing something better for other people is what will get them into the business. So share a story of people that have a great success story in Ambit, and you know, and at Ambition, we have people come up on stage and share their Ambit story. That's what it's called. Share your Ambit story. And people get up there every single year and talk about stories, how Ambit's changed their life. So if you haven't been to Ambition, you probably don't know about it. So come to these events and you'll know more about how people share their stories. So I share a story first, and then I'll put on the Ambit video. Now, at that point, because you share that story, they're thinking, man, I know somebody who could benefit from Ambit. I know another person who could benefit. They're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about how they could help somebody else. Guys, they're in already. They're in. And once it's over, I'll probably share about how Ambit has the program, Ambit Cares, where they're doing donation and charity work, and consultants are giving back their time. Now it's over the top. Now you're really getting them into the business. Okay, so whales share stories of people that have success with whales. Okay, that is going to get them. All right? So that's the whale. Sea urchin. This is the fourth sea animal. Sea urchin, be prepared, because if you're going to ask them for 30, 40 minutes time, you're probably going to be with them for over an hour, okay? I wouldn't show a sea urchin just a five-minute video, all right? I'd want to get them to watch the five-minute video, show them the comp plan, show them every single thing. They want to know as much information as possible. They want to see details. They want to see breakdowns. Now, some of you, I know a lot of you, my video has probably 100,000 views, but I have a presentation out there, AmbitEnergyPromotion.com. I have a 33-minute video that I break down the free energy. I have actual sample bills on there where I highlight things, I circle things, I break down the free energy. I break down the compensation plan in pretty good detail. You know, if you want to use this, go right ahead, and if it can help you, use it. I know we have a lot of success with it, but my video is AmbitEnergyPromotion.com. It's just a link to a YouTube video. There's no link back to me. You know, if you think I think it could help you, especially if you're showing a sea urchin who wants a very detailed explanation of numbers. You know, I know my video has it, but feel free to use any video you want. I don't care. When you're meeting a sea urchin, I mean, I definitely, if I'm meeting a sea urchin, I would have a sample bill with me. I would show them a bill before a customer joined Ambit. I would have a bill of somebody after a customer joined Ambit to show them the difference, show them that the bill still comes from the same company. You're just changing the just making Ambit a supplier. I might have a free energy bill or an example of a free energy check out there. I mean, my presentation actually shows a bill. It actually shows a live free energy check on it. When I meet a sea urchin, I have a pen and paper always with me. I'll draw little circles and draw little stick figures and say, a sea urchin wants to know, okay, what is the cost to invest? You know, if I say it's $75 plus $25, I'll say it's $100. Well, they'll say, well, I'm on the website, it's actually $101.60. They'll correct me and say it's not $100. It's actually because of the tax. You know, they want to know exactly to the penny. Okay, it's $75 to join plus $24.95 for the website. They want to know exactly what it costs, exactly how they make their money back. So I actually draw on a piece of paper, okay, you join up for $100, you get your house and two other customers, you made $100. You know, if you go out there and you gather two more customers, depending on the promotion, you make another $50. If you get three more customers, another $100. So I'll draw, hey, you get eight customers, you made $250 back. If you're in Texas, the bonuses are, you know, a little bit different, less customers to pay out money. Whatever it is, but I'll always draw out to a sea urchin exactly how they make their money back. You know, if they got eight customers and made $250, they made 2.5 times their investment. So I'm always drawing out numbers with sea urchins to show them. Most likely the sea urchin is not going to sign up on the spot. If they do, it's very, very rare. They definitely want to process the information. But again, if you get a sea urchin who's in his mind will go over everything, calculate things, and do his research, and he comes back and says, yep, in my mind, I made that decision, I'm going to join Ambit, they're in for the long haul. And they really are. They'll be in the company forever, and there's no stopping these people, all right? So you got to do your best job at trying to figure out who these people are. And now that I'm, you know, talking about it, you probably start, you know, a shark is always sitting there looking at his watch. He's in a rush. He wants to know. Look, he wants the next big deal. He probably owns some properties. You know, the dolphin's always looking the next thing to do to have fun. And the whale is saying, hey, who can we go help? And always something about helping people and charities and the sea urchin. And again, they're not the center of attention. They're probably more to themselves. A lot of sea urchins might have glasses, you know, and you know, my son has glasses, and he's very, very analytical. He, you know, I think he's going to be like an architect or a builder one day, the way he does things. And I don't know what it is, but that's the guy who taught me, who was giving me this analogy with the real estate. He said the same thing. A shark sometimes might be sitting on the edge of his seat, sitting in the back of the room, sitting on the edge of a chair at the end of a row. So you want to do your best job at figuring out what type of personalities people have. Now, most people have usually they're strong in one type. And then maybe they're a shark and they have a little bit of dolphin in them. Maybe they're a sea urchin, but they have a little bit of whale in them. So you want to focus on their number one type most and touch on their second type. You know, some might have three or four, but I would definitely focus. I wouldn't try to focus on all four. I would focus on their main personality and touch on their second strongest if they have multiple personality types. Some people just have one. Well, if they have second or third, I would just focus on maybe the top two and just touch on the second. Now, if you mix up personality types, you know, it could be a disaster. If you sat there with a shark who's in a rush to go, just wants to know what is it, how much does it cost, and you're sitting there and you're going over every single detail, you're probably going to make their mind spin. If you sit down with a sea urchin and just try to say, boom, it's energy, it's free energy, and here's what it costs, here's how to make money, they're probably not going to join. So as you get better and better at this, you're going to be walking around tomorrow saying, that guy looks like a shark, that guy looks like a whale, and you're going to be, when you master this, it's going to increase your numbers. I can almost guarantee if you master learning personality types, your business, your recruiting is probably going to double or triple. It really is. Now, if you could tie that to you being confident, you having a strong mindset, you being professional on time, and just having an I can do it, no excuse attitude, it's going to drive your business. So that pretty much wraps up. I hope I know it's been an hour and 15 minutes. I hope you guys took notes of this. Hopefully somebody recorded this call and we can get it back out again. And I'm happy you guys are on here and happy to be here. And guys, get registered for Simulcast. I know a lot of you, I heard before, registered for Simulcast, but I know a lot of you aren't. Definitely get registered for Simulcast in January. That is a must attend event. I touched on big events, you know, several times in my speech tonight. You want to get to these events. I will be there in Hartford, New York. I'd love to meet you if we haven't met already. If we met, I'd love to see you again. But get out to Austin, get out to Hartford, and if you can't get there, I highly suggest getting to a live event. But if you can't, you can watch it from home and stream it from home. And that's pretty much it, Bear. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
You're actually, folks, before you hang up, I want to make a point, so don't hang up. You know, Mike Obey is a national consultant, personally sponsored over 300 people. And tonight, you got a gift. Now, some of you, now, let's just be honest about it. Some of you probably quit listening about a half hour ago. And some of you have been listening intently, and you realize the value of the content of information that he just gave us. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend. Mike, what is your website again?
It's not a website. It's just a link to a video. It's ambitenergypromotion.com that will link you, that'll bring you right to a video presentation I have where, you know, I actually go through the whole presentation and it's me giving a PowerPoint, but I'm very, I go over a lot of details on the free energy. I have live bills up there. But again, on my YouTube channel, if you just go to YouTube and type in Michael Obey, O-B-A-Y, you'll see a lot of my videos. I mean, I definitely recommend How to Be a Master Recruiter is the number one video in all of Ambit. I've watched that several times. But I mentioned how to prioritize your list and how to properly get somebody to look at a website video. But
okay.
Everything is up there.
So here it is, guys. Here's what I recommend. You know, Michael has invested in getting this information together and providing this information for us. Now it's your turn. It's time for you to invest your time into going to that YouTube video, going to that presentation, and invest in also listening to this call again several times and train yourself on what he's talking about. Again, national consultant in 6 years, over 300 personally sponsored consultants. This guy knows what he's talking about, and he's really given us a gift with all this fantastic information. I tell you what, I'm going to study what you've been talking about, and we may have you back on just to talk about the personality types alone. That is some valuable information there. Michael, I want to thank you for being on the call. You know, yeah, you did. You did go an hour and 15 minutes, but you brought us an hour and 15 minutes of content, and I appreciate the value and the effort and the commitment that you have to bring that information to this call. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be on, Ben. Happy to come back on anytime you guys need me.
And we will have you on again because that's good stuff. I've been getting text messages from all over the spectrum. You know, there are other leaders that have bridge lines that are, people are getting on the call versus getting off the call. I mean, I tell you what, this was an excellent call, lots of information. So, folks, here's the deal. TopAmbitLeaders.com. TopAmbitLeaders.com. That's going to get you to a replay of this call. If you're on Facebook, some of the other leaders may put a link on Facebook as far as this call is concerned. But this is one of those calls you absolutely have to listen to again, take notes again. I would listen to this thing two or three times, okay? And then go to the information that he's given you. Go to YouTube and put in for his subscription page, Michael Obey, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-O-B-A-Y. Do a search on YouTube. You'll find the information there. Okay, and just take advantage of the value that we received tonight. Mike, thanks for being on the call. I'm going to open up the lines. If you know those of you who are still on the call, I recommend you thank Mike yourself. Here we go. Hold on.